Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We have a new best friend today. I cannot wait to introduce you. Menchias Ari, our president and CEO of Communities and Schools right here in Charlotte-Mecklenburg. Good morning.
Good morning, Francine. Thank you so much for having me.
And I said your name right. I did.
You did. You're a professional.
Some days. So we've heard of Communities and Schools, you know, before COVID. But just to let everybody know, Communities and Schools is more busy than ever right now. So congratulations on being the new president and CEO since October 20th.
Well, thank you very much. It is my life's calling to be doing this work right now, and I'm very excited. I have a phenomenal team, Francine.
Wow. And that's what it takes. It takes people that are passionate about it in the team.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So October 2020, you took over as president and CEO. So welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, this organization is 34 years old.
Yes, it is. We're 34 years old here in Charlotte. We have started from one classroom, being in one schoolhouse, and now we are in over 40 different schools across the district. We're lucky that we partner with Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools, and we help approximately 6,000 students with case management services. We are not in 40 schools, but it's actually 53 schools. We are in 40 Title I schools, and one of my goals is that we get into every single Title I school in Charlotte-Mecklenburg.
Right, right. I'll play devil's advocate for you for a little bit. My mom was a teacher, right? And so she would sit at, you know, and we used to sit at the dinner table and talk, and she would just go on and on and on about, you know, just the system in general and the problems. And I'm actually in 2021 looking back on that going, we still got the same issues, kind of like, right? So
we do.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wish we didn't have Title I schools. You know, why do we have to have them? Why can't they just be a fair playing ground? And I think that's where your job comes in at Communities and Schools and the team is to make it a fair playing ground and to get help. So, if a parent is listening now and they're like, well, maybe I want to, you know, hop on to the website, what would they be looking for and what could you help them with?
No, that's a fantastic question. And I'm really glad that you asked this. So COVID-19 turned everyone's life upside down. Our teachers, our administrators, but more importantly, our students. They are not connected with their friends. They are not connected directly with their teachers in person. And what we found is that several students, not just in Charlotte, but across the country, are not logging in. And so what we're focused on is increasing engagement. We want kids to log in because if they aren't logged in, they aren't learning. And if they aren't learning, then the student academic achievement gap is just going to increase. But what that means is it means that black and brown kids are not going to be able to achieve their potential because of all the barriers that they have to face. So Communities and Schools, our job is to make sure that every student can succeed. And you mentioned about our website. What our website has is a page where parents who woke up one day and found out that they have to really play a more pivotal role in their students' life, almost homeschooling, they can see if we are in their child's school and if they need assistance, that they can fill out a form and someone from my team will reach out to them and find a way to get them connected to the resources that they need.
Wow. You know what? March 15th was a pivotal day for many people, or it might have been the week after. Very life-changing where, okay, kids have to stay home and mom and dad were used to doing their own thing, leaving the house. And no, this kid needs directions. So everybody was scrambling. Okay, we need another laptop. How's that going for folks?
Well, let me tell you, our community really came together and they provided laptops and hotspots. You know, it was an effort that was championed by Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools to make sure that no one was unable to connect. But guess what? I wish it was so easy that all our kids needed was a laptop and a high-speed internet connection. We have third graders, fourth graders, whose mom or dad is leaving to go to work 2 hours before their class starts. Now, I don't know about you. I love school, but if it was up to me to get out of the bed on my own and log in and get ready, I'm not sure that I would make every class. But not only that, some kids have to take care of their younger brothers or sisters and get them ready. So the pandemic has really added so many challenges to kids who are already resilient and really just need some additional support. And that's where we come in.
I love how you broke that down. You're someone who really understands. Wow.
Yeah. You talked about the pandemic. We did assessments on over 6,000 children since the pandemic. And what that translated to was over 55,000 different unique services that we provided. I mean, that is just mind-blowing to me. But what we found is some folks didn't even have a desk to work at. So some of my site staff went into homes and set up a desk or set up a workstation. Imagine 3 and 4 kids trying to all connect at the same time around the dinner table. That's not a great recipe for success. And it definitely is just exacerbating the existing challenges that we all know that we have in our system.
Exactly. So right now, folks can go to cischarlotte.org, cischarlotte.org. You can volunteer. So email them if you're retired and you really want to get in the game. It's volunteer at cischarlotte.org. So I'm glad that you have that volunteer opportunity, because some people really want to get back in the game, right? And they have expertise.
Oh, yes. And we definitely have a really robust volunteer coordinator who really finds a way to connect our kids to folks in the community who have social capital. We have really pioneered a lot of social capital work where we've partnered with corporations. And we do mock interviewing for seniors getting ready to go to college. We do job shadowing. And all of those things have been put on hold to a degree due to COVID-19. And so we are pivoting and figuring out how we can continue to connect kids to volunteers in a virtual environment.
Right, exactly. So since we got hotspots, I love that. Since we have laptops, since some of your site coordinators are going in and filling the gaps and the voids, we like that. But there are students who, I guess the enrollment is still down, or participation in classrooms, virtual classrooms, are down.
Yes, it breaks my heart, right? So I was listening to news on this. There was a spot on a local news show earlier this week. I've been reading tons of articles about this. And they say nationwide, there's approximately 200,000 kids that they can't even find. I'm not exactly sure what the number is here in our district, but there are kids who are not connecting for a myriad of reasons and trying to do outreach and go to their homes. While our site staff do some of that, we've had to put it on hold due to the recent uptick in COVID-19 in our community. But nationwide, 50% increase in absenteeism. And what we're seeing in Charlotte and our own CIS caseload is that we see that that's increased 20%.
Wow. So what advice do you have for someone listening now, a parent listening now, that they can make life better for the kid, or give you advice, or what advice can you give to them?
Well, I think, when you hear me talk, when you hear our staff talk, when you hear our board of directors talk, we talk about our kids. Mm-hmm. And this is a community issue. Okay. I think that we have to realize that it is all of our kids. If one kid is not connecting, everyone's kids are connecting, because we have to change the trajectory of all of our kids in order to make sure that they succeed in life. And so what I say for a parent who is pulling their hair out, I mean, imagine waking up one day and you're having to homeschool and make sure that you can put a roof over your family's head That's a lot. I say that if you're connected to one of our communities and schools, one of the schools that we are in, we are here to help. District is really focused on getting kids what they need to succeed, and CIS is partnering with them to make sure that we not only get kids connected, but we want to do everything that we can to get them caught up, because we know that if you aren't connected, you aren't learning. It's no one to blame. It's not the kid's fault, and it certainly isn't the parent's fault, and we're going to do all that we can to make sure that no kid gets left behind.
Getting connected and engaged. That is exactly right. Right now, go to cischarlotte.org. If you are a lovely social media person, just get on. They've got everything. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Facebook, it's facebook.com/CIS Charlotte. So if you just Google CIS Charlotte, you're going to find Communities and Schools. Our fabulous one is here. He came on board actually during the pandemic, didn't you?
During the pandemic, right? Yes, during the pandemic.
Menchias Ari is joining us this morning, our new president and CEO. Join Communities and Schools, and I got to talk about your background from DSS to this lovely position that you have. You're bilingual, you're understanding, you're caring, and you're passionate about it. What else should I put on that resume? What a Morehouse man, Morehouse man, Morehouse man.
Yes. Yeah. Morehouse man, yes, you are extremely kind. Well, just know that although I didn't grow up in Charlotte, I've been in Charlotte the past 23, 24 years. I've got two adult children who've gone through all different types of school opportunities, homeschool. They've gone to CMS schools. They've gone to private schools. And what that gave me a lens to is that every child needs something different. But every child is built to learn, and I am here to figure out what barriers I can remove, what barriers our team can remove, so that our kids can achieve their highest potential. I am so excited about this work. I am so pleased that you took time out of your schedule to talk to me so that the community can learn more about what we're doing. But although my two children are grown and graduated, I consider all these kids our kids because their future is our future.
Exactly. This future, these kids, they're going to take care of us when we get to that whatever home that is. So we better.
Exactly.
We better take care of them.
Exactly. It is a reciprocal relationship.
Wow. Well, you are invited back anytime, anytime. If we had 2 minutes to give your closing statements, then Chias, what would it be?
What I would say is thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the community wrapping their arms around us to help us support our kids. I appreciate the parents who dug in to do all they can for their kids. And I say that when these schools open back up, we need the community to support the CMS school system. We need the community to support Communities and Schools, so that our kids can come out ready to learn, ready to achieve their greatest potential, and continue to help Charlotte on its trajectory to be one of the greatest cities in this nation. And if our kids don't have what they need, everything that we're doing is in vain. So it's up to all of us to make sure that we wrap our arms around our kids to make sure that they're able to succeed, not just in school, but in life. And that is our mission at Communities and Schools.
All right. Well, this is not our last time together. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'd love to come back and tell you how successful we were with getting kids connected and getting kids caught up for any learning loss that has occurred during this pandemic. So I will take you up on that offer to come back, but I really want to give a good report on how the community rallied behind us so that we can support our kids.
Definitely. So I'll call your people and I'll make an appointment.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to take a short break, but guess what? We're coming right back.
It's the Francine Marie Show. We're taking a break. So before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back. This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.